Hello and welcome to Case Dismissed, a teenager's guide to the Supreme Court. I'm Carter Higgins, and I'm so glad you've decided to listen today. In today's episode, I examine the case that further established, limited rather, the powers of Congress under the Commerce Clause. While we already know about the Commerce Clause from the third episode on Gibbons versus Ogden, here's a quick refresher. Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution enumerates that Congress has the power, among other things, to, quote, regulate commerce among other states, end quote. This is a key provision of this case, the United States versus Lopez. Alfonso Lopez, a 12th grade high school student, carried a concealed weapon into a San Antonio, Texas high school. He was charged, under Texas law, with firearm possession on school premises. The next day, the state charges were dismissed after federal agents charged Lopez with violating a federal criminal statute, the Gun-Free School Zones Act of 1990. Appealing to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, Lopez claimed that Congress did not have the power to regulate schools nor firearms, and that the Gun-Free School Zones Act of 1990 was therefore unconstitutional, as it did not fall under the Commerce Clause. The court agreed with Lopez, and subsequently, the Supreme Court agreed to hear this case. The constitutional question in Lopez's case was, is the 1990 Gun-Free School Zones Act forbidding individuals from knowingly carrying a gun in the school zone unconstitutional because it exceeds the power of Congress to legislate under the Commerce Clause? In a 5-4 decision supporting Lopez, the court ruled that the possession of a gun in a local school zone is not an economic activity that might, even through repetition elsewhere, have a substantial effect on interstate commerce. Furthermore, the court found that the Gun-Free School Zones Act is a criminal statute that has nothing to do with commerce or any sort of economic activity. Writing the majority opinion, Chief Justice William Rehnquist stated, quote, Congress could regulate any activity that it found was related to economic productivity of individual citizens. Family law, including marriage, divorce, and child custody, for example. Under the theories that the government presents in support of, it is difficult to perceive any limitation on federal power, even in areas such as criminal law, enforcement, or education, where states historically have been sovereign. Thus, if we were to accept the government's arguments, we are hard-pressed to posit any activity by an individual that Congress is without power to regulate, end quote. Simply put, under the government's argument, the court said that everything would be commerce. Writing the dissenting opinion, Justice Stephen Breyer stated that Congress could regulate handgun possession under the Commerce Clause because gun violence could have a significant impact on interstate commerce. For example, business, schooling, homes, etc. Describing the problem of gun violence as, quote, widespread and serious, Breyer declared that education, quote, has long been inextricably intertwined with the nation's economy, end quote. The precedent set by the United States versus Lopez is extremely crucial because it was a turning point for the Supreme Court. Before this ruling, the court had sided with the national government in numerous cases, as discussed in this podcast. For example, McCulloch versus Maryland and Gibbons versus Ogden. But in this case, the majority opinion argued that Congress was in fact overreaching its powers by claiming the authority to regulate guns fell under Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, otherwise known as the Commerce Clause. Now, this brings us to the end of the 14th episode of Case Dismissed, a teenager's guide to the Supreme Court. I hope you now have a better understanding of the limits the Supreme Court has placed on the seemingly endless power of the Constitution's Commerce Clause. Stay tuned for the next episode on a very interesting First Amendment case involving corporations, Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission.